We are in Simin Kufches in Hilchas Tfilah, the halachas of Tfilas Tashlumin. We are up to Sif Ches. We will be doing Sifim Ches through Yud. Mi Shalo Hispalel. Ba'od Shieshlo Zman Lehispalel. At the time of the Tfilah, the person didn't daven. Ipnei Shesover Shadayin Yishar Lo Zman Achas Sheyigmar Also Esik Shumis Asikbo. He was busy and he told himself, I have more time. And without realizing it, the time passed and he missed Zman Tfilah. Uvenkach over lo hashah. V'chein, another case, Misha yotorud b'tzorach m'mono shalo yovelu dehefsin. Someone was trying to save himself from losing money. V'yidei kach hefsid mil hispalo. And because of that, he missed Zman Tfilah. V'chein miyushu shikor v'lo hispalo. Someone was drunk and didn't daven. Kulam chashuvim anusim b'yeshem tashlumin. They are considered onus, and there is tefillas of tashlumin. We don't consider them mazid. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, even if we're talking about something that a person was not allowed to do, say in the first case, someone started doing something before davening that halacha doesn't permit him to, say in the case of mincha, where there are halachas that once the zman mincha comes, you're not supposed to start some new endeavor without davening mincha, he did anyway. He thought he'd finish in time. He is considered a shogig. In the case of losing money, the halacha was he was afraid of losing money. That's only if he was afraid of losing money. Whereas if a person decided, oh, I wanna make money, and because of that he missed Zman Tfilah, that's considered amazing. Whereas if a person wasn't sure if he's going to lose money or not, and because of that he missed davening, the zamachlokis haposkim if he is considered a shogig or a mazid, and therefore he should daven with a tnai that on the tzad that he was a mazid, this is not a tfilas tashlumin, but it's a tfilas nadava. If someone has something that he needs to sell that is considered hefsid, and if b'dievet he misses Zman Tfilah over that, the halach is that he can daven over again. Says the Ramah, miu lechatchila lo yavar Zman Tfilah mishum hefsid mamin. Lechatchila, it is usur for one to miss Zman Tfilah because of he's trying to prevent a loss of money. The bir halach is mistapek if he's mechuyev to lose more than a fifth of 20% of his money, because the halachi is you don't have to spend more than 20% of your assets on a mitzvah overis even. So tefillah should have the same halacha. Siftes tov lo ispal mincha be'erev Shabbos. Somebody accidentally missed mincha on Friday and erev Shabbos. Mispal arvish shtayim shel Shabbos. On Friday night he davens two Friday night tefillas. Harishon la arvish vashniel etashlumin. The first one for the sake of Maariv, and the second one is a Teshlumen. So he is mashlim, a weekday Shmona Esrei, by way of davening the Friday night Shmona Esrei. Even though it's a Teshlumen of Chol, he still davens Shabbos. Now, what happens if the second one was, he said a weekday Shmona Esrei, but the Eved is, he is Yotza? What happens if the first one he said a weekday Shmona Esrei, but the Eved he is not Yotza? What happens if someone was Makabel Shabbos early and then davened his first Shmona Esrei Shel Chol? So the Mishnah Berurah says that maybe he is Yotze and he doesn't have to daven over again. Says the Ramah now, Hagah, v'uadinim lo espal mincha be'erev Rosh Chodesh. What happens if someone missed mincha on erev Rosh Chodesh? Mispal shel Rosh Chodesh shtayim, so at Maariv he davens the Rosh Chodesh davening twice. The imlo hisker yala v'yava b'rishona. The hisker b'shniya tzarech lasa or lispalo. And if he didn't mention yala v'yava in the first one, but mentioned it in the second one, he has to daven over again. The reason being, because then he's showing that the first one was a tashlumen, the second one chova, and we said that if you make it clear that the first one was a tashlumen and the second the chova, then you are not yotza the tashlumen. You're going to have to daven a tashlumen over again. Now, first of all, it says here clearly that in the second one, he has to say Yalav Yavo. The Levush Shita is that he doesn't have to say Yalav Yavo. We paskin he does, but it's not Ma'akiv. Now, what happens if someone davens Mincha, someone misses Mincha, now he's davening Maariv, and what he did was, so the first Shmoneh Esrei was Maariv, and he said Yalav Yavo. The second one, he did not say Yalav Yavo. So the halachi is, he is Yotze B'di Yevet. why is he Yosef b'di'evid, even though this is a tashlumin because this is a tashlumin for Mincha? What happens if both days were Rish Chodesh? So that he missed Mincha, he owes a Mincha of a Mincha that included Yalav Yavo. He is now saying Marav, and he left out Yalav Yavo. The halacha is that Yalav Yavo in Marav is not Likuva, because we're not Makadish the Chodesh Balayla. Marav in Mincha is Likuva. So he left out the Tfilis Mincha, and now in his Tashlumin, he left out Yalav Yavo. The halacha is, since this is the Zman Marav, he is Yotze, even though he forgot Yalav Yavo. Now, what happens in the case that the Ramah said? Where the Ramah says that if he mentions Yalav Yavo in the second one, but not in the first, he is showing that the first was the Yikr, and the second is the Tashlumin. Now, what happens if... what happens if both days were Rish Chodesh, and he went and said Yalav Yavo? He said Yalav Yavo in the second one, and not in the first one. He said there's no problem because he's not showing that the first one was Lechova, since it's just obvious that it was Rish Chodesh, and he just left out Yalav Yavo. And since it's Mar of time, the halacha is that he is Yotze. What happens in the case of the Ramah, where a person went and davened, he missed Mincha, davens two Marivs, in the first Mariv, and the night is Rish Chodesh, in the first Shmon Esrei, he left out Yalav Yavo, and the second one he said Yalav Yavo. Said the Ramah, you weren't Yotze. What if he had explicit Kavana in the first one, that it was L'Shem Mariv, and the second one was L'Shem Tashlumin, and he just accidentally left Yalav Yavo out in the first one and said it in the second? There the halacha is that he is Yotze. The only time that we say that by leaving it out in the first and saying in the second you're not Yotze is when you did that for the sake of making the second one your Chova and the first Tashlumin. Whereas if your Kavana was for the first for the Chova and the second for the Tashlumin, if you leave out Yalav Yavo in either one of them, the halacha is your Yotze. To which the Ramah adds, Avalim lo hisker b'shteyem, o hisker b'rishon avalo b'shnia, ein sarach lachzar. If you didn't mention Yalav Yavo in either one of them, since it's Mariv, the halacha is that you are Yotze, and you would not have to daven over again. Sif Yud. Ta'o v'lo hispalel mincha b'shabes, mispalel b'motzoi shabes, shtayim shelchol. The halacha is if someone missed mincha on Shabbos, he davens two shmoneh esreis for Mariv. Mavdil b'rishona, he says atachanantanu in the first one. Ve'eino mavdil b'shni, and he does not say atachanantanu in the second one. Now, why doesn't he say atachanantanu in the second time? Didn't we say that if the night is Rish Chodesh, you say Yalav Yavo in both? Why not atachanantanu in both? The answer is because you never have to say atachanantanu more than once. So if he said atachanantanu in the first one and not in the second, that is correct. If he says it in the second and not in the first, he's showing that the first was the Tashlumin, and the second one is Lechova, and then he wouldn't be Yotze. Vimlo hibdil b'rishona, the hibdil b'shnia. Shnia also lo rishona, v'arishona lo also lo. If he only said atachanantanu in the second, then he's showing that that one was the Chova, and the first one was a Tashlumin, so he wasn't Yotze, the Tashlumin. Vim hibdil b'shneim, lo hibdil b'shneim, Yotze. If he either said atachanantanu in both, or left him out in both, he is Yotze. Now, what happens if he had kavona in the first one, l'shem chove, and didn't say atachanantanu, and the second l'shem tashlumin and said atachanantanu, the halachi is that he is yotze. What happens if he was mechavin in the second one, l'shem chove, and the first one tashlumin, but he said atachanantanu in the first one? So this takes us back to the machlokas we had before. If you only had kavona for the first one to be the tashlumin and the second the chova, but you didn't do anything to show it, whether or not you're not Yotze. The halacha is that you're not Yotze. Now, the halacha is that if somebody leaves out atachanantanu amatzoi Shabbos and also eats before Havdalah, Chazal gave a knas and make him daven marav over again. The halacha is in the case here, what happens if somebody davened the two Shmona Esreis of Mariv, the first one for Mariv, the second for Tashlumin? He left out Atachanantanu in both of them. The halachi is he's going to have to, and then he ate something before Avdallah. He's going to have to daven the Mariv of Chova over again. but he was Yotza the second Marav of Tashlumin. Even though he passed his first one, he was Yotza the Tashlumin. The first one was a good Shmona Esrei. It's just a Knas that he has to daven over again. The second one was a Tashlumin that came after a Tfilas Chovah.